one of the most interesting of those early cases, going back about 2 billion years, is these round metallic objects that have been found by miners in South Africa. They're made of hematite, which is a naturally occurring type of iron. It's considered even today to be a semi-precious stone. I mean, different people in Africa, tribal peoples, use it as a semi-precious stone to make jewelry. You can buy hematite jewelry in stores today. But these round objects were really very interesting. They're about 1 or 2 inches in diameter. And the really interesting feature of them is the parallel grooves that go around the center of each one of them. Now, there's some geologists that say, well, yeah, you could find these things. They, you know, round objects could occur naturally in the layers of the Earth. But I think what's really interesting is these parallel grooves that go around the center of each object. And then some have suggested, well, maybe those grooves were put on afterwards in modern times. You know, the objects themselves might be old, but the grooves were put on in modern times. But I went to South Africa, and I had a meeting with the chief mining engineer of the mine from where these objects come. They come from a mine at a place called Ottosdal in the western Transvaal region, and he showed me a block of mineral with these objects solidly embedded in them, and you know, some of them were partially coming out of the stone, and you could see the grooves going around the exposed surface back into the solid rock. So it's not that these things were carved with these grooves recently. And a few years ago, we had some metallurgists look at them, an independent company of metallurgists, and they said they couldn't explain how they could have formed naturally in the layers of the Earth. So I think until somebody comes up with a very good natural explanation of how these things could have formed with the grooves, we've got to consider the possibility that these things were made by someone with human-like intelligence about 2 billion years ago.
Any idea, Michael, what they may be, what their purpose might be?
Well, they are a mystery. My personal feeling is I think they were some kind of game pieces. That's what I think they were.
Game pieces.
Other people have different ideas. Some people have suggested to me they might have, been perhaps waste from nuclear reactors or something, and that they were, you know, compressed pellets. But they don't seem to be radioactive at all, so that doesn't seem to add up. And they're not made of any kind of uranium or plutonium type of, you know, material.
How big are they, Michael?
Okay. About 1 or 2 inches in diameter.
Okay.
They're not all exactly the same.
Could they have been pellets to be used in some kind of weaponry?
Someone has also suggested that to me, that the grooves could have been part of something like that. So that's another possibility. But to me, I've seen in different museums from Stone Age Europe objects sort of like that are said to be game pieces. So that's the particular theory that I have, but I think it's how can you really know?
What a mystery it is. And when you talk about civilizations being hundreds of millions of years old, you're not talking about just primitive civilizations, are you?
No, and there are two kinds of sources of information about these ancient civilizations. One is the records that have been passed down through time that we have left today, like the records that Plato gave about Atlantis, or the ancient Sanskrit writings, which contain descriptions of these civilizations, describing that they had spaceships that could travel from planet to planet, and also not just from planet to planet, but from dimension to dimension. They also describe that they had technologies like electricity, that they had weapons resembling our modern nuclear weapons. As a matter of fact, when the first atomic bomb went off, one of the scientists who was involved, Robert Oppenheimer, mm-hmm. who was student of Sanskrit literature. When he was present, when the very first atomic bomb was tested here in the United States and New Mexico, he started quoting Sanskrit verses, you know, that describe
the same thing.
This sort of thing. So it's really pretty interesting. Now, what you can actually find in the layers of the earth is another question. Because even things that we consider the kinds of things that we consider to be very high tech, they don't preserve very well in the layers of the earth. There are battlefields in Europe where huge battles took place with tanks and all kinds of weapons. And today you can't find anything there because it's all turned to rust. So I think that's why in a lot of cases what we do find is stone implements and things of that sort in the very, very ancient layers rather than computers and things of that sort, because they tend not to preserve very well in the layers of the earth. But we do find sometimes some gold objects, because gold doesn't oxidize. That's one of the reasons why we consider gold to be very valuable, because unlike other metals, it doesn't oxidize, and it's fairly rare as well.
Michael, if we had buildings, skyscrapers as we have today, 100 million years ago, and they basically were left untouched, maybe in a calamity some of them were knocked down, maybe others weren't, but if the buildings just sat there over that kind of time period, millions and millions of years, would they merely just disintegrate to dust?
Pretty much they would. I just last year saw a study where scientists were saying, these were scientists who were considering like the human effect on the environment, you know, because, you know, we have a huge effect on the environment. They said, well, what if humans just disappeared from the earth today? And all our cities were there and everything like that, but all the human beings were gone so that we could do nothing more, then gradually what would happen? And their conclusion is within several hundred thousand years, the cities, you wouldn't recognize them anymore. Everything would. Either the metals would be oxidizing and rusting away, and the buildings would be collapsing. And you know, it's kind of interesting. So within a few hundred thousand years, and you can just imagine, I mean, because we talk about, I mean, there's earthquakes that happen, there are floods, you know, when our flood control systems are not working anymore, the dams break.
Asteroid strikes.
Gradually it starts disintegrating. And it was kind of interesting because a few years ago I was participating in an internet discussion group. It was an archaeology discussion group, and there were professional archaeologists there, and they were discussing among themselves. I wasn't even participating in the discussion. They didn't even know I was there, really, because I was just lurking, you could say, just to see what they were saying. And one of them raised the same question you did. What if 100 million years ago there was an advanced civilization, kind of like the one we have today,
mm-hmm.
after 100 million years, what would be left? And they said, well, pretty much what all you might see would be some thin layers of multicolored gravel that you wouldn't even recognize unless you were specifically looking for it. And I think that's one problem today. Nobody's really looking for this stuff.